Welcome to Monday Morning Moments, a podcast dedicated to helping you make the most of the moments in your life, in sports, business, and life. Well, the Patriots won another Super Bowl yesterday, and it makes six for Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. And whether you're a Patriots fan or not, I think you've got to recognize sustained excellence. And they did it again. It wasn't the most offensive Super Bowl ever played. Maybe it was offensive, but it wasn't a lot of offense in the game. And they won it, and they out-coached Sean McVay and the Los Angeles Rams and did a great job again of coming up with a game plan that ultimately won the game. And my focus is not necessarily on the Patriots, although they're representative of what we're going to talk about today. And I think the topic will interest you in all areas of your life. And I want to talk to you today about excellence and about sustained excellence and what that looks like. You know, Aristotle said, "We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence is not an act, but a habit." And when we think about greatness or when we think about excellence, I think we have to focus on what we need to do every day to be great, to be our best. And that's our focus. I think when we think about excellence, a lot of times we think about perfection. But excellence is not perfection. It's a habit. And it's not just one act. It's doing it over time. John Wooden used to say, the great coach of UCLA basketball teams, used to talk about excellence and with his players and talking about doing your best and not looking for great improvement in certain moments, but just looking for a little improvement every day. And as we think about excellence, that's how people reach the top. That's how people reach their goals, is by focusing on grinding it out every day and getting better every day. My question to you is, how do you define greatness? And what does it mean to be great for the roles that you play? Is it perfection? You know, is it excellence? Is greatness excellence? I think the word greatness is a synonym for excellence, and that some people wrongly associate excellence with perfection. I mentioned that before. And therefore, they don't pursue excellence because they want to shy away from it, because they shy away, you know, knowing that they can't be perfect. But I believe that greatness and excellence are within our grasp and our state of just being. It's worthy of our daily pursuit. The ancient Greeks used the word arete for excellence. And what's interesting about their definition of this word is they defined that word, and that word arete, as fulfilling the purpose for which you were created and basically living up to your potential. So if you begin to think about excellence as fulfilling the purpose for which you were created and living up to your potential or maximizing your potential, then it becomes something that's within our grasp. It's something that we can pursue daily. And there are three things that I want to talk to you today on this podcast about pursuing that daily and pursuing greatness or pursuing excellence and basically maximizing your potential every day. One of the things that we've learned in working with high performers and high achievers in sports as well as in business and life is that we've had to, you know, the opportunity to collaborate with some incredible individuals and have seen this definition of greatness play out in their pursuit of excellence. That they just try to get better every day, and are working with them, that it's a daily focus on how can we improve, how can we grow today. And we define greatness when we're working with them as maximizing their God-given abilities to become the best that they can be. And it's awesome when their best matches up with being the best, but in the end, the only thing I can ask them to do is be their best and to be the best that they're capable of becoming. And usually when that happens, there's some point and some moment where their best matches up to being the best on a given day. So it's really important when we think about pronouns and we think about the best to being your best and what that means for you in pursuing excellence. And here are three steps that I want to give you today that I think are essential to becoming the best that you can be. And the first one has to do with a mindset. You have to expect to be great, and it's both a mindset and an attitude. And before you can become great or the best version of yourself, you have to expect to be great. In other words, you've got to believe and trust that you can become a great player in your sport, or a great mom at home, or a great leader at work. This mindset begins with recognizing and being grateful for the strengths you have been given, and then stewarding and cultivating those gifts to maximizing your potential. So whatever your role is, whether it's a father, a mother, a husband, a wife, a business leader, a community volunteer, an athlete, you've got to think about what are the strengths that I've been given and how can I steward those and cultivate those in the best manner to maximize my potential and to make the most of the opportunities that I have. You can't get caught up in the comparison game and lamenting the physical gifts and talents that you don't have related to other people. And I see some athletes doing that. Well, they say, I'm not tall as that person, or I'm not fast as that person, or I don't have the gifts that they've been given. But you have to focus on what you possess in terms of gifts, talents, and strengths, and then trust that you can become a great player or a great leader in whatever you do, given the resources that you've been blessed with. Again, saying that one more time, you have to trust that you can become a great player given the resources, or a great leader given the resources you've been blessed with. Also, your attitude should reflect one of humility and gratefulness. So I think when we say, you know, expect to be great, that doesn't represent humility. Yet, humility is a great part of people who are great. When I've seen some of the best in sports, business, and life, they have an attitude that reflects humility and gratefulness, not arrogance and pride. So there are some people who expect to be great and they pursue that mindset and that attitude with arrogance and pride. As we all know, the great proverb that says pride comes before a fall. So we know that. And so we want to make sure that humility and gratefulness is the spirit with which we expect to be great. And we're grateful for that opportunity. The athlete who is arrogant and overconfident will usually not train as hard as the one who remains humble and hungry. And that's true in business and in life as well. If you're arrogant and overconfident, then you're probably not going to work as hard as the one who's going to remain humble and hungry and steward their talent every day. So the first step is expecting to be great, expecting to be excellent at what you're doing, expecting to maximize your potential and master whatever that craft you're pursuing every day or that role that you're trying to play and be your best at. It's both a mindset and an attitude that we have to have, and that's where it begins. It begins with our thoughts. The second step after developing that mindset and that attitude is preparing to be great. So once we have the right mindset, you then have to put in the work to become great. Many people desire greatness, but despise the work that is necessary to become great. Let me say that one more time. Many people desire greatness, but they despise the work that is necessary to become great. And meaning, you know, it might be a total, you know, well, I'm not going to put in the effort. You know, I despise the work that I'm going to have to put in. Or it may just be becoming complacent in that. You want the goal, you want the dream, but you're not willing to put in the work. And if you want to be your best, you have to prepare to be great. In other words, you've got to put in the work that is necessary to be your best. You cannot become satisfied with good enough. One of the best ways to prepare is to develop an action plan, and that's what we've seen. Once you've developed that mindset and you've got the dream and you've got the goal of what you want to accomplish, is to develop an action plan. And we see people fall off from accomplishing their goals when they come into a year because they don't have a plan to get there. They've got the dream, they've got the goal, and it's specific and it's measurable and meeting the SMART acronym of developing goals, but they haven't developed the next steps to advance the plan. And if you don't know how to develop a plan, research and talk to people who've accomplished what you're trying to accomplish. See how they got there. What were some of the steps that they put in place to do that? Learn from them and discover what they did to make it to the next level in terms of their performance and platform. And then tailor their ideas and plan to meet your specific needs and goals. I have some really elite runners that I have been mentored by, that I'm friends with, that I've helped coach from a mental perspective as well and sports performance. And there's no way I'm ever going to be able to achieve, you know, the times that they're running right now because they're elite runners. But there are ideas that I can take from them and then tailor it to my level to be able to apply that in the goals that I'm trying to accomplish. And so I think that's important when we think about that, is thinking about greatness, you know, in our areas that we're trying to pursue our dreams and goals, and then tailoring those ideas to meet our own needs and goals and to become the best version of ourselves, not trying to be them. also a great plan for athletes, and I think this applies in other areas of life as well, must include four crucial components of peak performance. And these are the ones that we coach around, and if you want to be great in anything, I think these are four crucial components that you have to make sure that you're developing a plan around. The first one we refer to is technical, the technical component. It's really the techniques of your specific sport or area of competition or area of mastery that you're trying to accomplish in another area of life besides sports, but is what's the technical aspect to develop that craft? The second piece of that, and this really applies to athletes, is that the physical component. So things like strength, speed, agility, and recovery. But it can be your own just well-being. You know, if you're not physically fit, if you're not having a lot of energy in the things that you're pursuing day in and day out, that's going to affect your performance in any aspect of life, not just sports. A third component is the mental game. And we spend a lot of time on this podcast as well as on the blog and in the coaching that we do around mental game skills and sports performance techniques and developing grit and resiliency, perseverance. Those are all part of that mental component. And then the fourth component is nutritional. Sports-specific diet, nutrition to fuel, hydrate, and help you recover. So again, I know that's focused on an athlete, but nutritional energy and nutritional fueling and fueling your body in the right way is important in any aspect of life. So those are four specific components that you can put into any action plan in your preparation to be great. Once you've developed the right mindset and you're expecting to pursue your best, the second step of the preparation that you put in, the third step is performing to be great. And it's doing it both in practice and in games and competition. It's one thing to know and believe you can be great and have that mindset. It's better to practice and prepare to be great. But the best and final step is that you've got to take that next step to trust that you can do it by performing when it matters most. And that's what we saw with the Patriots in getting to the Super Bowl, is they performed on the highest stage when it mattered most. And we call this, when we work with athletes, performing in the moment. And one of the keys to actually doing what you know you can do is performing with energy and effort. I see that when my athletes that I work with perform with energy and effort, give 100%, they're more likely to allow their talent to unleash in those moments that count. And they usually perform at their best when they have the right mindset, and then they give 100% energy and effort to that. Another key to success in performing in the moment is not trying to win the game, match, race in one play, but being focused on the process, play by play, shot by shot, and step by step. And we see the best athletes that we work with, they simplify the game plan and break it down into small moments that can make a big difference on the overall outcome of what they are trying to accomplish. So if you apply this in other areas of life, in business and life, it's just breaking down what you're trying to accomplish into smaller moments that can create momentum that make a big difference towards achieving your goal. And that's important in everyday life. If you're trying to accomplish a big project, you've got to break it down into smaller milestones that you can build momentum and quick wins so that you can get to the goal that you want to accomplish. When we see these applying, you know, in other areas of life, I think there are a couple of examples that would give you. If you think about business meetings or a client meeting, if you want to be great meeting with a client, you've got to visualize a successful meeting. So that's having that mindset. Then do the research and prepare a great presentation. So that's the preparation piece. And then bring your best effort on game day. And that's actually meeting with the client. If you want to connect more as a parent, see yourself in the future as caring and compassionate. And that's the mindset and the attitude that you bring. Then you need to get to know what matters most to your kids. And then fully engage in listening and investing time with your son or daughter. Again, applying those three steps as a parent and a business leader in a couple of examples there. I think just in closing out, remember that the desire to be great is a lifelong pursuit of visualizing what's possible, putting in the work, and then performing in the moment when it matters most. So we have to visualize what's possible and to realize and believe that that's achievable. and then put in the work to accomplish those goals, to be your best, to be excellent in the roles that you play. And then do it. Perform in the moment when it matters most and be willing to step up. There'll be moments of failure. There'll be moments of setbacks, but you can learn from those along the way and pursue excellence as a habit and develop that habit over time. And again, as the great John Wooden said, it's just pursuing your best day by day. And I love the quote that he talks about, you know, we can't do anything about the past. The future is only impacted by what we do today. So make each day your masterpiece. So my encouragement to you today is to pursue excellence, to maximize your potential, and make this day and this week your masterpiece.